praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee faithfully served the Lord for more than 7 decades, co-laboring with Watchman Nee in China in the first half of the 20th century, before continuing his ministry in Taiwan, later in America, and eventually over the entire earth. He spoke these life study messages before thousands of people, and much of his speaking has been published as over 400 titles. These life studies are perhaps his most significant work, taking 21 years for him to complete, and we're happy today to be able to bring you selected portions from those messages. If you'd like to find out more about his ministry, about the life studies themselves, and Living Stream Ministry, please visit our website, lsm.org, or call us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. Now let's join today's program.
Have you ever heard a powerful preacher who eventually was exposed in fornication or some other sin? You knew the person was a powerful preacher, even under the power of God. He was speaking according to the power of God. It wasn't false. And you were so confused. How could such a one end up in such a gross, evil sin? Well, today we have the answer for you here on the Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee as we conclude the wonderful book of Ruth. With me for today's program is Francis Ball. Francis, thanks for joining us.
Yes, we're hearing a very important message today, and I feel like what you've just said is something that needs to strike home to all our hearts, all our listening. We'll see today what kind of preaching we want to present to all the public.
Francis, in these three books that we've been covering, and we're concluding on these three books which are in a section, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, we see one thing with two aspects. And the two aspects are, firstly, we see the spirit of power that came upon the judges in the books prior to Ruth. And this is the economical spirit of power that, with Samson, for example, he came in and he was a very powerful person. And this powerful person with the spirit of God did things that no human could do without it. As a Nazirite, he kept God's law, but within, he was a very lustful person, wasn't he, Francis?
That's the revelation of the Bible. And when we got into those two books, Joshua and Judges, we saw repeatedly the spirit of power poured upon the judges. Israel's situation at that time was so far from God's desire that he raised up these men and even put the power in their leading or judging the children of Israel that was really God's power. But this does not bring in the main burden of what God is releasing his word for.
And Francis, it's not a small thing that there's 45 chapters in Joshua and Judges in this matter of power, yet in the book on life, Ruth, there's only 4 chapters. This is a critical message in the entire life study because it shows what this ministry is in contrast to so many other ministries.
Yes, what this ministry has emphasized from its inception is the matter of life. We are not that interested in the power that might go forth, but we want whatever power there is to be the power of the inward life. We just trust that by listening to this, we would have a real warning from the 2 preceding books and enter fully into the book of Ruth, which is a key book on the matter of life.
And you know, that's why Witness Lee called his commentary on the Bible a life study.
Yes.
You know, we say this all the time. I hope that term, you don't take it for granted out there. you know, as you're driving down the road and you hear this, you may have heard this term on this program many times, the life study of Ruth. But the focus of all of Witness Lee's commentary, which took around 20 years to complete, was life.
I believe I've been into nearly all of the conferences and trainings that Witness Lee gave in this country since 1964. And I've been soaked with this matter of life from his ministry and been impressed that what is important is not the power that can come upon a man, even divine power that can come upon a man, but not touch his inward being to change his nature, his life, his living.
Francis, we've got a lot to say. Before we got on the air today, I think we realized the gravity of this program and how critical it is. And so why don't we stop here and go to Witness Lee, and we'll come back and talk some more after the break.
Very good.
In these three books, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, the Holy Scripture does present us a picture of two sides. One side, the picture is concerning God's move in His economical spirit, the spirit of power. And the other aspect is that God moves in His essential spirit, the spirit of life. In these three books, you can see clearly these two aspects. God's work in His power, and God's work in His life. In all the Judges, what we can see is the work, the move of God in power. Samson is a typical illustration. He was powerful, more than powerful, even to the dead. You couldn't see one bit of life there. Even though he was a Nazarite, right? To be a Nazarite, you have to keep divine regulation. Not to cut off your hair, not to drink anything with fermentation, not to eat anything that is unclean. That is just a kind of a regulation, right? You have the power. What else you have? Beside the power, you have nothing. Nothing in life. Absolute nothing. You are so much of a Nazarite. But you never know how to restrain the lust in your flesh. Rather, you did your best to indulge in it. The matter of sex was a big stumbling block to Samson.
Francis, the matter of sex was a big stumbling block to Samson. What a picture that someone so powerful under the spirit of God's power could still inwardly be so full of lust. Isn't this amazing?
It really is beyond our natural understanding. It takes the revelation of these three books to really bring this light to us, because there needs to be in every believer a life-changing and a life-subduing effect, that all these lustful things that exist in our fallen nature have to be terminated by life that is breathed into us by the Spirit, the essential Spirit of God. We know from these books that God did exercise His power by putting it into men like Samson and the other judges, so we could not say there was no power, no divine power with them. Definitely there was such a power that Samson could do things that no one else could have ever done without God's power. Even to the extent of even suicide, when he pulled the pillars of the building down and the Philistines were killed, but he also was killed. This kind of power was in Samson, but there was another force in him that was out of control.
That's
and
right.
That was his lust. We could say that Samson was a man full of power and full of lust. He was full of these two things, and even his power didn't give him the strength or the change in his nature to make him one who could overcome this sexual lust that drove him constantly to be indulged in this kind of way. So this is certainly a major problem that only life can solve. We may serve the Lord, and so powerfully, and even get a lot of powerful results, but if it's not life, there's nothing in that ministry that will change a person's being.
You know, Samson would have been perfect for front page news if he was around today. A person full of power and full of lust.
That's
Isn't that what makes the front page of the tabloids today? The media loves this kind. It's just a shame that so many people who have God's power. And, you know, we were talking before how in the New Testament, the Lord said that the spirit of power in Acts chapter 2 would come upon the disciples for them to have power to preach. So there was some power to preach. And we see that power of preaching in people who end up eventually in sin. It's so sad. But in John chapter 20, verse 22, the Lord firstly breathed into them the spirit of life. So the essential spirit for life came before the spirit of power that came upon them. And the spirit coming upon them was never for just an outward clothing only, but it was there's a corresponding essential spirit of life for a living that would be pure, righteous, and holy.
That's really the contrast that we have in Judges and in Acts. Certainly, Paul had a kind of power that was under purity. It was a result of being filled with the essential spirit of life, not just an outward powerful spirit. But his power really brought people to life. Brother Matt, what we need to see is that there are these two aspects, and we need to have wisdom to discern what we're listening to in these days when we're listening to the preaching of the Word. Is it just the spirit of power, or is it the spirit of life? Is there really life in that ministry?
And I think a tangible way of saying, is there life, is Paul said he exercised his conscience daily to have it be void of offense. You know, this is a life that is living in a different kind of way than we see a lot of the preachers living today.
That's right. And he said, God, whom I serve in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't trying to serve God with his fleshly ability. He was serving God in his spirit. And I'm afraid so much of what has happened in these years is that's been evidenced, as you mentioned a while ago, even in the public way so much, is that people serve God, but they're looking for that kind of power that will produce obvious results, but not a change in life.
Well, let's go on, Francis, or we're going to run out of time. I want to make sure we can get all of Witness Lee's portion in here. Let's go on to the next section.
Look at the situation. This judge married many wives, begetting 70 sons. Another one begot 40 sons, 30 daughters, another one 30. All these powerful judges were indulging their lust without shame, without any restriction. This was the record of judges. Not just one, Gideon. Following him, at least another three. This is dark, this is black, but all of a sudden, after this, another book. Sure, a book. The Book of Ruth. My, this book is not only white, but it is bright, shining, not touching power, just life. Just life. Ruth, my goodness, she's the top one in life. The Book of Ruth doesn't have any intention to tell us anything in power, but to tell us things in life to the uttermost. Ruth was advised by Naomi, daughter, you return. I cannot help you. I have no capacity. Don't trust in me. No hope. I'm finished. You go back to your parents to get a future. You all know what Ruth said. Life. Full of life. Nothing but life. I will go with you in poverty with nothing. Your God will be my God. Where you be, I will be. Where you die, I will die. Even I would be buried with you. What is this, dear saints? This is the real spirit of the New Testament believers. To follow Jesus by forsaking everything. Parents, children, relatives, houses. In Matthew and in Luke, the Lord Jesus required so. Anyone who follows me, you have to what? Give up your parents, your relatives, your everything. Just come to me empty. This is New Testament.
Francis, this is such a clear word, isn't it?
Very clear.
This is the word of the New Testament portrayed in the picture. Here's the picture of one who's forsaken everything to follow the Lord, which is exactly what the Lord charged in Luke 14:26. He said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and moreover his own soul life, he cannot be my disciple. Here's one who did that. Isn't
yes.
Ruth is one who did that.
This is a marvelous picture. This is a picture of life. One who decides to go with God's people. She's willing to forsake everything to go with God's people and to live in the good land. This is what life really is. When life touches a person, they really have the desire to follow. Wherever the Lord may lead, they would go. So I really feel that what we've touched on today in this message is the matter of life in a perfect illustration, with Ruth coming this way, forsaking all to follow and be with Naomi, brought into the good land, and as we have seen previous messages, brought to Boaz, who is a picture of Christ. And these two really comprise a marvelous, beautiful picture of Christ and the church.
You know, Witness Lee talked a little bit, Francis, about all the children of Gideon. Gideon had 72 children from many wives. What is this? Gideon's another powerful one. You know, we didn't talk about Gideon much, but he's powerful too. The Spirit came on him, and he was powerful. But look at Gideon's life.
Mm-hmm.
72 children from many wives. He had the same problems with lust that Samson did.
Right.
So, in the midst of that, my point was not that. I didn't want to focus on the negative. My point was in the midst of so many, and there's many more. It's not just Samson and Gideon. We could go through all of them, which, by the way, not one of those judges is mentioned in the genealogy of Christ. Only Ruth.
My.
Not the judges. Ruth and Boaz. And so in the contrast to those lust-filled judges, you see Boaz. Ruth comes to him at night. He's sleeping. He wakes up. Who are you? I'm your servant. And he says, wait. How many people are that pure? No one's around but Boaz and Ruth in a dark room in the middle of the night. How pure is this man that he, in the midst of such a dark situation of so much fornication, he says, wait. He waits. What a pure, wonderful picture of one who's in life. This is the picture of one in life, isn't it, Francis?
Yes, it surely is. This is a marvelous demonstration of what life does. Life really delivers us, and life really supplies us, and life really restricts us. So we do praise the Lord for such a picture here, because this picture of Ruth and Boaz coming together under Naomi's pushing, they come together to be a real picture of what we have in the New Testament of Christ pictured by Boaz and the church pictured by Ruth.
Francis, I wish we had more time to talk about this beautiful picture, but we better move on to the final portion with Witness Lee.
The whole book. You have first Naomi, and second Ruth. Thirdly, Boaz. And those two widows were poor, but this man was rich. Regardless, you were poor, or you were rich. All the three are persons in life to the uttermost. Boaz was altogether constrained, control his lust. This man has the highest standard of life. We'll all have to see this. Today, are you Samson, Gideon, take the way of the judges to be powerful, to do a great work. One of those who brought forth 40 and 30 cents, or you are just Boaz. Not any judge became the forefather of Christ. The judge had nothing to do with this. Only one couple, Ruth and Boaz. Only life can bring Christ forth. Only life can keep the lineage of that thin line to bring God into humanity, to produce Christ and to minister Christ and to supply the entire human race with Christ. Now Samson can do this. Neither Gideon can do this. No judges are qualified. Yes, to get the increase, but I don't mean to get increase by being a Samson, by being a Gideon, not caring for life. Rather, I would not have the increase. I will keep my genuineness in life. I like to be here without any power, without result of any work, yet I am not only in the line, I am the line that brings Christ from eternity to time.
Francis, I echo this word. I want to be part of that thin line that brings Christ out of eternity and into time, that brings him back again.
Amen. Isn't it marvelous how Ruth was such a person to be in the line of the genealogy of Christ? In Matthew 1:5, it mentions her name specifically, that though this woman was a Moabite, rejected for 10 generations, yet this Moabitess came to the good land believing and taking God's people as her people and Naomi's God as her God. She gave everything to him, and she comes now to be his wife. So this wife is just a picture now of the church, what the church is to Christ. So the whole book is centered on Christ and the church, Boaz and Ruth. And this brings forth Christ for the whole world to know.
Wonderful. Francis, I just wish we had more time to get into this matter of life. I hope the word life study is a new word for every listeners. I know for myself today, life study has a different meaning. This was Witness Lee's focus, and we're here sharing in that same ministry, Francis. It's our focus too. We want to be here in life.
Right.
We don't want to just have increase. We don't want to just have a powerful message. We want to have something that ministers life, that causes the listeners to grow in life, to be a factor in their life for their enjoyment of Christ, that their joy could increase, that it would cause them to love the Lord more than anything else on the earth. That's our hope, and that's our prayer. And that's what a life study is.
Amen. I also have a fresh appreciation of this word life, especially as it relates to ministry, the life study of the Bible.
Francis, thanks for being with me here on today's conclusion of the life study of Ruth.
It's my privilege, always my privilege.
And thank you also for being with us for this conclusion of Ruth. I would encourage you strongly to call us and get a copy of The Life Study of Ruth. It comes in one volume with Joshua and Judges and Ruth. You can call us at 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Or you can write to us at Living Stream Ministry, P.O. Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Or just send email to radio@lsm.org. This is Matt Miller, and for Francis Ball, thank you very much for listening today.
Dear Lord, we give ourselves to Thee. Receive us into Thy wise hands.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. If you'd like to read the works of Witness Lee and Watchman Nee, just visit our website, ministrybooks.org. From there, you'll find over 600 complete titles available to read online free of charge. Witness Lee's ministry stood squarely on the shoulders of his mentor and co-worker, Watchman Nee, as well as those of countless ministers of the New Testament throughout the ages. The riches contained in his life study of the Bible represent the top, the cream of his 70-plus years of ministry, and range in topic from lessons for new believers to commentary and exposition on passages from every book of the Bible. But they all contain practical and deeper truths about the Christian life. Again, this wonderful online resource is available to you free of charge at ministrybooks.org. If you have questions or comments about this ministry or the program you heard today, email us radio@lsm.org or call us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 1-888-543-3788. Thanks for listening today.